It's time once again for the word of the day. Today's word is thaumatrope.
Thaumatrope?
Yes, thaumatrope. What, might you ask, is a thaumatrope?
Okay, what's a thaumatrope?
Funny you should ask. The thaumatrope was invented by an English physician named J.A. Paris in 1826. It's credited with being the first cinematographic device and shows us something interesting about how the eye works. But first, you're probably wondering how the thaumatrope works.
I was wondering.
Simply take a small piece of cardboard, say the size of a coaster, and draw two different images on either side. In Paris's original version, there was an empty birdcage on one side and a bird on the other. Now, attach string to the ends so that the entire thing can be spun. Set your thaumatrope a-whirling, and what do you see?
Why, it's become one image. I see the bird inside the cage.
You may wonder why this works.
I was wondering.
The retina of your eye sends visual information back to your brain. The channels of communication, though, are not infinitely fast. An image produced by the retina in response to stimulation lingers for 1/10 to 1/20 of a second. Physiologists call this the principle of the persistence of vision. The thaumatrope fools your eye by switching images faster than the 1/10 of a second limit, thus merging what are in fact two separate images into one visual impression.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.